From Washington, this is VOA News. An agreement between Nigeria and Boko Haram is sustained amid weekend violence. Iraqi lawmakers complete a new cabinet. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Reports of a new deadly attack on Borno state villages Friday and Saturday have raised concerns of violation of a just agreed to ceasefire. The Nigerian government and Boko Haram militants agreed to a ceasefire on Friday, part of an agreement which includes the release of more than 200 schoolgirls the militant group kidnapped in April. The Nigerian government now says it plans to talk with Boko Haram this coming week about the terms for the release of the schoolgirls. A senior public affairs aide to the president, Doyin Okupe, told VOA that Boko Haram leadership remains on board with the ceasefire truce and that the weekend violence was perpetrated by fringe groups of fighters who likely had not gotten word of the agreement. Iraqi lawmakers have approved the critical security posts of defense minister and interior minister and Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's government, completing the formation of a new cabinet amid the fight against the Islamic State group. Parliament Saturday voted in Khaled al-Obaidi, a Sunni lawmaker from the northern city of Mosul, as the new defense minister. Mohammed al-Gaban, a Shiite lawmaker from a powerful political bloc, was elected interior minister. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and China's State Councilor Zhang Jiechi have pledged cooperation on combating terrorism, the Islamic State, and the spread of the Ebola virus. During a second day of talks Saturday in the U.S. city of Boston, Massachusetts, both diplomats said the relationship between the two countries is mature enough to handle disagreements while building on areas of shared interest. More on all of these stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has called on Americans not to give in to Ebola hysteria or fear, urging people to keep the situation in perspective. In his weekly address Saturday, President Obama said the U.S. may see more isolated cases of the deadly disease, but he is, quote, absolutely confident, unquote, that officials can prevent a serious outbreak in the United States. Hong Kong's government says it will likely begin talks with student demonstrators on Tuesday. A few days ago, Hong Kong Chief Executive Leung Ching-ying said he had been seeking ways to resume talks with protest leaders that stalled earlier this month after the government backed out. On Saturday, officials say 26 people were arrested and 15 police were injured in an early morning scuffle. Riot police used pepper spray and batons, clashing with dozens of pro-democracy protesters. Hong Kong Police Commissioner Andy Tsang condemned the demonstration participants.
The police have been extremely tolerant of the unlawful acts of the demonstrator in the past 2 to 3 weeks. We did this in the hope that they can calm down and express their will in an otherwise peaceful, rational, and lawful manner.
The Taliban has accused American forces of being behind this month's arrest of the youngest son of the founder of the feared Haqqani network. Rejecting Kabul's assertions, he was apprehended inside Afghanistan along with other suspected key militant commander. Afghan security officials Thursday announced the men were arrested in southeastern Afghanistan and identify them as Anas Haqqani, the son of veteran Afghan guerrilla commander Jalaluddin Haqqani, and Hafiz Rashid, suspected to be the military commander for insurgent operations in the southeastern provinces. Kurdish forces are now in their second month, defending the northern Syrian border of Kobani, aided by airstrikes from the U.S. coalition. The commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East says the fight for Kobani is providing the coalition with opportunities to destroy Islamic State militants and keep them out of Iraq. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
The coalition's fight against Islamic State militants was an answer to a call for help from the forces inside Iraq. But now, most coalition strikes are hitting targets around Kobani, Syria, a town Kurdish forces have desperately fought to keep out of Islamic State hands.
Now, my goal is to defeat and ultimately destroy ISIL.
General Lloyd Austin, the head of U.S. Central Command forces waging war against Islamic State, or ISIL.
And if he continues to present us with major targets, as he has done in the Kobani area, then clearly we'll service those targets, and we've done so very, very effectively here of late.
Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
More on all of our stories at voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.